The Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium. Opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing
cake. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would...
Welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show. Brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from L.A. We have a live show for you today. It is November the 30th, 2016. It is the last day of November. And, wow, the 11th month is already gone. So just want to thank you all. It is a wise Wednesday. Brother Davis is already here, ready to go. And we're going to have a live show for you today. So sit back, enjoy it, and show. But definitely, if you would like to participate in the show, which I think you definitely should, you should always give us a call at 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. And Brother Davis and Sister Davis, King Davis, is going to have Wise Wednesday, and is going to, the show's topic is Seeing Through the Deception. Looking forward to it myself. So before we get into today's show, let's talk about supporting Black Talk Radio Network. You can very easily do that by giving some of your financial energy to ensure that the network and the shows and the programs that are brought to you by the network are going to be here in the future, just as they've been so valuable to you in the past, and currently they should be as equally valuable to those in the future. And we need to make sure that this network, Black Talk Radio Network, is here just for that occasion, because there are many things that are going to continue to be transpiring and unfolding that you need to have a place to where you can get some information that you know is sincere and is in your best interest for a network that was created for you, the demographics that you serve in, and for you, your family, and our overall community. So you can do that by going to Black Talk Radio Network, www.blacktalkradionetwork. That is the website for this network, and you can see on the far right-hand margin at the top of the page, you can just scroll down just a little, and you'll see a large donation button that's in green with two holding hands. You can click there and make your donation straight from there, or you can go next to the home icon on the page, and you'll see crowdfunding digital black media. You could also do it there as well. We got both of the Davis team in queue, so we're going to be getting to them momentarily. So you could do that by going to Black Talk Radio Network. Also, while you're there, you can scroll down and you'll see a B for BTR community, Black Talk Radio community. It's a social media outlet that is designed for you, where you can be respected for your opinion, for your suggestions, or for the things that you post. They won't be adversely used against you, because it is not going to sell your information to any bidder. Very, very important. Many of us don't even realize that some of us have been adversely affected by our overall engagement in FedBook, which you call Facebook, and the other social media outlets, Twitter, and all those other things. I don't use any of those. I don't need to do that, because it's not something that was really created by us, even though things can be hacked. But I'm not going to make it easy and convenient for them, because just don't need to do it. They've done enough so far. So go to BTR Community. It's only $24 a year for the membership, and you can post things that are important to you, just as you would post in other forums, but this one would be more beneficial to you. You can post about yourself, your business, and you can promote what's going on in your community or what you're sponsoring there, as long as it's prudent and reasonable, of course. There'll be no pizza parties that will be going on Black Talk Radio Network or the BTR community. If you know what I'm talking about, maybe you should check out what that's all about. I'm not going to get too much into it. Been talking about that for a while, the demonic rituals that a lot of the celebrity figureheads engage in. So check out BTR community. It's a great social media outlet that you should be engaging in. I no longer engage myself in any of the other forms because they're not in my best interest, because they're data mining and it can be adversely used. This is why they ask you, do you know this person? Do you know that person? None of their darn business who you know. So BTR will never do that. Next, if you're interested in acquiring real money, you've been told that you've been paid in money, but you've never been paid in money unless you were paid in land or things that have real intrinsical value. And the most perfect form of money is the precious metals, where you can go to Prosperity Mint, ProsperityMint.com, Prosperity Mint. Check out what's in inventory there, and you can make your precious metals, exchange your currency for real money. So at least you can save as a king or save as a lady and gentleman, and not be used as a slave or a debt slave, because that's all the cash does. You know, it's amazing. They give people notes for their energy. Think about that. They give you a letter for your energy. Just like during enslavement, you needed a letter to go from one place to another. Same thing with cash. It is nothing more than a letter. The only reason why most of us don't know that, hasn't been taught to us in the institutions of school. Those institutions actually domesticate you. And we've been seeing that throughout our lives, that we were able to have a medium of exchange that was what we thought was beneficial to us. But see, that's the trick of it all. It never really has been. It's been really always put together to enslave you. They revolutionized the enslavement plantation fields. They took it from the acreage and put it into inches, 4 by 6 inches. Of a piece of paper. That is the new plantation, and now they're going to revolutionize it even further to where it is nothing more than computer algorithms, and that's going to give them so much more power and position. So go to Prosperity Mint, and if you've never purchased precious metals, or if you purchased them before, make sure you email first before you engage in a purchase, wolf6pack1@gmail.com, so someone can assist you and make sure that you are getting exactly what you are expecting, and to explain the process and why it's so important that you do that. Very, very important. So that's what we have for you in advertisements. Let's jump into what's in the news before we jump into today's show with Brother and Sister Davis on Seeing Through the Deception, first article, and what's in the news. So here we go. First article for what's in the news comes from Reuters, RT International. Israeli warplane strike near Damascus, launching four rockets across the border, report says. Israeli fighters jets have reportedly hit Hezbollah militant targets in a cross-border attack on a government-controlled Syria town, a western Damascus suburb, according to the local agencies. Four missiles were reportedly fired. And this is this whole thing is going to continue to transpire. Now, let me give you a clue. There was a reason why the Israeli planes made this attack from Lebanon and didn't go into Syrian airspace to do it. Why? Because Syria is now protecting itself with S-300, S-400 missiles, and I wouldn't be surprised that in the future, one of the Israeli planes is going to get splattered by a S-300 anti-aircraft missile, even from Jordan. So this thing in Syria and in the Middle East is really exploding, and I think it's going to be a three-prong attack where it's going to be in Eurasian countries, Middle East, and in the South Sea of China, and probably in South America as well, and in Africa as well also. So very, very important things are unfolding in the West. Exactly. Yeah, go ahead, Scotty. Oh, sorry about that. I thought you said something, Scotty. Next article comes from express.co.uk. This is a media agency out of the United Kingdom, and it says, fury as Turkey votes to make child rape legal for men who marry their victims. Let me tell you something about, and this is what Erdogan is doing there. Let me tell you something about these so-called celebrity figureheads. They've been trafficking children, just like the same scandal that's going on that is starting to make itself way from the email released and everything and involving themselves in child trafficking with the pedophiles. All of these governments are in one big fraternity. And Erdogan is just following and doing what the Western governments are trying to hide, but they're being exposed because the system wants to expose them for it, because they're going to give the system even more power, because they're going to bring in the conflict that's going to turn into chaos, and then everyone is going to beg them for the solution. So check out that article, really telling as to, especially this goes along with the current events, is what's happening. There are many, many young people that are being abducted and stolen for different form of child enslavement, from parts to sex to everything, from body parts, is ridiculous. But this is what we have been taught to ignore or not to know, because we don't ask the appropriate questions, because we just do what the petition tells us to do. So next article comes from Walking Times. How the elite plan to survive an engineered extinction event. Check out this article. And they're talking about the seed bank. Salbjerg seed bank that's in Norway, in the North Pole. So check out that article. Next article came from Foxless News, crazy like a Fox News. And my comment on this, China ain't going to like this at all. Trump nominates Steve Mnuchin for Treasury Secretary. Sure. Well, no, his name is actually Mnuchin. So this dude is nothing more than a Goldman Sachs insider, and he and the celebrity figurehead Trump all have a very hard line with China. And this is the thing. This is why I know that after World War III kicks off, or an extension of World War III, is going to be the what I call Global Nuclear War I. After Global Nuclear War I, I would not be surprised if Russia and China actually further the war against each other, the physical war against each other. But see, this is also telling of that. And But China is not going to like this at all. And this is going to, they're going to have a response. So now, while everyone thinks that it's such a great thing, all of, many people that are being deceived by thinking that selecting these, I mean, voting for these individuals really matter. The thing that, for the people that voted for this current administration that they said that they did, but you don't really know because you don't know the count or anything else. They put in who they want to put in. But here's the thing. Many of the things during the election thing was that everyone thought it was a good idea that, that they were going to establish good relations with Russia. But not even knowing by that, the worst thing that it was going to be doing is establishing a more aggressive nature against China. And let me tell you something. Be careful of smacking the hand that feeds you. This is going to be very interesting in the coming weeks and months as things unfold. So check out that article. Next article comes from Press TV. Russia. Russia, basically, this is what Russia is saying. Syria aid issues becoming highly politicized. Russia says the issue of aid delivery in Syria is becoming highly politicized as most UN humanitarian aid goes to areas occupied by foreign-backed militias that the U.S. is supporting. So check out that article, and this is going to be critical in the future because this is going to set off some major, major events. Next one comes from Walking Times again. Problem, reaction, solution, how the government will take your cash. And we're definitely going to take a look at this in part two of the demise of cash that we're going to be looking at probably tomorrow or Friday. We're going to, I think it's part three, actually. Very, very important part of it all. Next article comes from Sputnik News. Midas no longer needed. Pay as you go. Gold launched by the British Royal Mint. The British Royal Mint is joining the world of cryptocurrency as it prepares to offer digital gold in 2017. Turning on its site's bullion vaults online, the Royal Mint, the RGM, and derivative markets, the CME Group, are collaborating. Now, let me tell you why they want to do this digital gold stuff. One, there's no such thing as digital gold. Two, cryptocurrency, they're telling you they're going to get rid of cash, and they want to go to algorithms of it, and they want to also do algorithms of gold. See, this is the deception. The actual cryptocurrencies is what the banks had devised. It was not devised by people that wanted to protect them from the banks. It was the darn banks that started this a long, long time ago. Bitcoin is nothing new. Cryptocurrency is the new thing that they, because they're going to have more leverage because they can demonetize your butt immediately with that. You see what's going on in India, there's a process with that, and it's very, but see, when they have cryptocurrency, they could do it at just a push of a keystroke on the computer, on the keyboard. So this is really telling of things that are going to be happening. We're definitely going to talk about this, very important. Next article from Sputnik News. Are we alone? Chinese astronauts heard strange noises while in space. Check out that article. No, we are not alone, in my opinion, from what I think. Next one was a YouTube video from the 7.9 or the 8.3 earthquake that happened in Australia. There's a big, they call it similar to a wall of China that goes for miles and miles. It's about 15 feet wide where the earth had uprooted itself, where the tectonic plates had pushed up against, and it pushed the earth up out of the ground. So check out that article so you can see the power of, because there are going to be some tectonic movements on the earth and in the overall man-made economies and geopolitical realm and cultural realm very, very soon as they start to unfold. Also, next article comes from the freethoughtproject.com, and my commentary on this was, this could spark a national fire. Breaking, Sheriff's Department fined people $1,000 for bringing in food supplies to Standing Rock. And this is ladies, I think that Standing Rock is going to could possibly spin off into something much greater than what it is, as far as where it is right now. But it's going to be, it can actually be a very key spark that sets off a national fire and national response, where people will respond into supporting and demanding their overall, you know, their sovereignty from the government throughout the country. This thing is going to, in my opinion, has the legs and the capability of creating an awakening like never before here in this country, from what they call a country. I don't call it a country. So, but this story is very, very, very important. Check that out. Next article from Press TV. George Wade laughs off ICC indictment threats. The Philippine president has dismissed threats by Western countries. What Western country do you think that is? The U.S. To indict him for international criminal court and to indict him in the international criminal courts for his crackdown on drugs. You scare me with that. you scare me. That will jail me. International criminal courts. He says bullsh. He says bull s to it all. Duarte said during a Monday speech. Let me tell you why this is. Give you one of my insights from the Philippines president to Erdogan to Trump. These are all individuals that are known as loose cannons, and there's a couple of them, but it's purposely being done, in my opinion. Purposely being done. They say whatever they want, and because this is actually giving the system leverage in the way that maybe that we're not really looking at it. Could they be sincere? Could Duarte be sincere? Yeah, definitely. Could be. But see, if you notice, one of the things is that there's a cookie cutter process that they do with everything that they've done. And so right now what they're starting to do is they're starting to get people in so-called roles of heads of state that are untamable. They can't tame them. And this is being purposely done because it's going to set up the perfect scenario for the appropriateness of their agenda. Will their agenda succeed? No, I don't think it will. But it will succeed if our energy and our overall will does not supersede theirs, because the universe does not discriminate with the power of energy, good or evil. That's the whole correctness of the universe in which we live in. It's not a respecter of the energy's sentiment. It's a respecter of the energy itself. This is why we need to change our overall direction. No one can change nothing for you. So check that out. Next one. Next posting. Today is Wise Wednesday with Brother Davis, seeing through the deception with Sister Davis. Next article comes from the Economic Times. Demonetization with the RMB rotating cash. Q unlikely to shorten quickly. And the Q is how they say line. And so they show in Mumbai and throughout India, people in long lines, banks play down the expectations of dramatic improvements in currency availability, rising the prospect of queues lengthening as salaries get paid and people look to withdraw cash from their account. And it says money, but they don't have any money in their account. No one has any money in their account that's a piece of paper, because there's no piece of paper that is money. So this is one of the key things that happened this year. You know, this was huge earlier yesterday on Monday with Erdogan basically declaring war against against Syria, and also it was just a couple of major things that happened this year, and the demise of currency is another. But this is going to continue to happen as we start to unwind this so-called calendar year that we're in, and things are only going to heat up because this is spreading everywhere, and it's starting to spread even to the U.S. because that's the goal. Next one comes from, next article comes from last article. I think it's last one. Yep, last article comes from RT International. The Kremlin asks Erdogan to clarify anti-Assad goals in Syria. Erdogan's statement, Erdogan's statement that his goal in Syria was to end the rule of Assad has caused concern in the Kremlin, with officials saying it contradicts previous assurances and was out of sync with Moscow taking on what Moscow's take on this situation. So, ladies and gentlemen, this thing is going to pop like a bomb over there, and is going to continue to grow. So that's what we have for what's in the news. We have Wise Wednesday with the Davis team, Team Davis. And if you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call at 866-510-9025. Once again, 866-510-9025. If you have a question or comment for Team Davis. And we're getting ready to go into a commercial break. When we come back out of the commercial break, Brother Davis and Sister Davis are there waiting. So we're going to go into the commercial break. When we come back, we're going to have Wise Wednesday with the Davis team. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, brothers and sisters. This is Brother Davis coming at you and my lovely queen beside me. And we have a fantastic show for you tonight. It's called The Finding... Oh, I'm sorry. We wanted to curate a little bit about last week's show, which is about seeing in the dark, okay? And we wanted to, my wife wanted to pick up on a little bit of that because there was some clarity she wanted to bring. And tonight's show is going to be about deception, the great, and how to identify deception. And I'm going to tell you something. Have your pens and papers ready. This is going to be a dynamite show. Don't forget to buy your phone so you can call in. And when you do call in, the number is 866-510-9025. And believe me, your questions is going to stimulate us to dig deeper for information that we can open doors for you with. Are you prepared to begin, my darling?
Jeremy Pierre,
Jeremy.
Customers, they're a little nervous about
this. Hey, Dave, can you pick up her phone, please?
Yeah, Brother Davis, let me try that real quick. Real quick, one sec.
Memphis police tell
Mr. Davis, are you there?
Customers say they shouldn't have to.
No, that was the wrong one. Okay, let me see.
803, Dave, the 803 number.
803, okay, thank you. Thank you, there we go. One second. Okay, there's Sister Davis. You're good to go, Brother Davis.
Hey, Tando family. Yes, it's great to have be on board again this evening. I just kind of stated that it's raining where we are, and I hope that it's raining down in Tennessee. It'd be nice to help ward off some of that fire that is just rampaging. And we're praying for all the people who are there, the structures, and all the animals. I mean, it's just, I saw some video, and it's just horrendous what's going on. The air quality is going to change. The water quality is going to change for a few weeks. So people in that area are just going to have to hold on and keep the faith, because it's going to be a little bit till things get back on track in that area. But I wanted to just piggyback a little bit on last week's show. Toward the end, we kind of ran out of time. Just to recap a little bit, we talked about responsibletechnology.org, which goes over the whole generations of the GMO, of the genetically modified organisms that's in our food, which is causing havoc in our body. It's sort of like the wheat and the corn is on steroids. That's the way I kind of envision it. Everything is high-powered, and once it gets into our food supply and into our body, it just wreaks havoc. Our bodies are just not designed for that high-power deception that they have put the pesticides into the DNA of the food supply, of the actual DNA of the corn and the wheat especially. And it has mutated, because it's actually about 30 years old. It's kind of started in the mid-70s or so, and it's just mutated, and it's just out of control. And that's has contributed to a lot of disease and mental condition and physical condition. And it's just sad, you know, especially since it's in the corn and in the wheat. And basically everything is made of corn or wheat. All of the oils, all the processed foods have a corn content. All of the canola oils, all of those have some type of corn content, or the glyphosate, which is the pesticide that was used. It's run off into the field. It's just a menagerie of deception. And if you'd like to know more about it, there is a website called responsibletechnology.org. It's pretty user-friendly, because the GMO, just the whole GMO dynamics is a little confusing. It's kind of like on a chemistry, biological, biology, physical type level, the way they have gotten into the actual DNA of the seed. But this responsibletechnology.org really breaks it down, gives you the understanding that the original pesticide was to interrupt the bug's stomach and intestinal system and kill it, and as opposed to sharecroppers before used to have the planes that spread the pesticides on top of the foods, well, not the foods, but the growing fields. But someone had in their crazy mind of physics decided to put the actual pesticide into the seed, then the bugs would eat the seed and they would die, or it would disrupt their DNA, as where when they would reproduce, it would stop the reproduction. So it's a menagerie of things. But if you go to that website, you can understand how now, because it has mutated, there's a lot of diseases of the stomach, of the intestinal walls, of the liver, of the pancreas, which, you know, the pancreas aids in the manufacturing of insulin. And you can see that, you know, most of, I don't know, probably more than half the Americans, probably 50 to 60% of Americans now have diabetes or some form of diabetes, whether or not it's insulin dependent, or the type that takes the medication, or the type that needs to watch what they're eating. But it all goes back to the Monsanto monster that has been created with the GMOs. So I also, as I was researching the GMOs and the Monsantos, I ran into a site called Dr. Joe Wallach. And what he has done, and there was another video that we put on the community wall, the Black Talk community wall. It's called Black Genes, G-E-N-E-S. And I'm not sure if anybody got a chance to look at that video. It's about an hour long or so, 45 minutes to an hour. But he breaks down the common denominator between animals and humans. And that common denominator for sickness and disease and death is nutrition. He did hundreds of thousands of autopsies on animals and on people. So he is a veterinarian and a physician. And he found the common denominator is nutritional deficiency, is which actually led to death. Now, a lot of people don't see it being, you know, with us living in the United States, we're not a third world country where you think of nutritional deficiencies and places where there's no food or there's famine. But here we are in the United States eating food that does not have the vitamin or the mineral capacity to actually keep our bodies alive. And when I went into the website and I listened to it over and over again, and I had my husband listen to it, I had other family and friends listen to it, and based on a dream that I had a couple years ago, I saw myself in my garden or in someone's garden in the backyard, and I was digging with my hands into the ground. And in my mind, I kept saying, I have to find the minerals. I have to find the minerals. But at that time, I was equating minerals to gold, silver, zinc, that type of physical minerals. But now after I watched the video and listened to Dr. Wallach, my mind was thirsting for the minerals and the vitamins that keep our bodies alive. And even after this call, if you still want to go and listen to the video, please do. It will open your eyes to it will connect the dots. It will connect all the dots of most of the hideous situations that are happening to friends, families, coworkers with cancers and diseases and Alzheimer's, diseases of the brain, aneurysms, and just even like leg cramps. And you can just see that our bodies, even though we're walking around physically fit, some of us are a bit overweight, but none of us generally are looking like we're starving. We're not, you know, ultra thin or, you know, unable to walk or so, as you would see in some of the third world countries. But believe it or not, folks, we are the walking dead in a sense, because our bodies and our bodies are just not getting in the minerals and the vitamins that it needs, because the vitamins and the minerals are not in the earth any longer. They have all been depleted. Even though in your garden you might grow spinach or squash or tomatoes, but if the minerals and the vitamins are not in the ground, even though you might have a harvest of beautiful green leafy vegetables, technically speaking, it's not in the vegetable. And once you eat it, it's not in your body. Now, the glyphosates and the GMOs and this nutritional deficiency I found are working hand in hand. What's happening with the GMO and the glyphosate is that it gets into your intestinal walls and it coats it with a coating. And then when you do happen to eat different foods that do have minerals in it, because, you know, from time to time you do get mineral foods or you might be taking vitamins, because of the gluten that's in the glyphosate and the GMO foods, it does not get into your bloodstream. After so many years of your body being absent from these minerals, you get arthritis in your legs, you get exaggerated pain or inflammation. Some people, the inflammation is in their brains, and they become, that's where a lot of the Alzheimer's and dementia comes from, the cancers, Cancers is generally from inflammation over a long period of time. And all these dots are being created, and they're all forming this picture. It's just phenomenal. Even our animals. I know we were living in South Carolina, in Columbia, South Carolina, a couple years ago, and they erected a five-story building. I remember when it was when they did the grand opening, and I thought it was interesting because, you know, I was raising Yorkies at the time, and this whole five-story building that they erected where they had the ribbon-cutting ceremony was an oncology and hematology center for animals. And I'm saying to myself, what's wrong with this picture? You mean to tell me so many dogs, cats, and animals have cancer that they erected a five-story building just to have your animals go to get radiation and chemo like people? You know, and there was like a long line of people. They were all excited about this building. And I'm saying, wait a minute, what is happening that our animals, in addition to people, are all coming down with all this cancer? And I haven't had any of my animals personally have cancer, but I know friends and family who has, and generally would, they end up just putting the animal to sleep because they cannot afford the chemo and the radiation treatment. But that just goes to say that if the animals are breathing their air, they're eating some of our food, they're walking on the streets just like we are, and if they're coming down with such a high level of cancer, we need to sit back and see what in the world is going on. So that was what I had wanted to share last week, to bring you up to speed of, it's like a dual war we're dealing with. We're dealing with the fruits and vegetables not having the quality nutrients that you need. Then you're also dealing with the Monsanto that's creating fruits and vegetables that don't even reproduce. So it's in a sense, I had mentioned last week, it's like our world is being terraformed, meaning that it's turning into something else. I don't know if it's for some alien being that's coming, or maybe the aliens are already here, and eventually we're going to be breathing what they need, or something. Something on a grand scale is happening. And even just earlier this week, we had Chico Stick, who we had requested to have on. It was great to hear him, and he went over an array of different topics. We have to have that brother back on so that we can just go over them again. I mean, he talked about the solar system. He talked about the wars. And there's so much that is really happening right here, right now. Even with the political system, to me, which I think is a false flag, if it keeps us dealing with that type of media and that type of craziness, we won't look at our food supply. We won't look at our medical supply. We won't look at what's going on. But just to go back to Dr. Wallach again, one common denominator he also stated was that back before electricity, and people used the wood stove, and they used wood stove and coal, but especially the wood stove, it was a chore that usually the children, after the wood stove, after the wood would burn, it would create ash, and you had to get rid of the ash. They took the ash and they spread it on their gardens. They spread it on the soil, or they spread it on the concrete, because in the wintertime, the ash was used as to help melt the ice and snow. So it would also, with it being on the concrete, it would also then filter into the yard or into your garden. And because that ash is from trees that have been burned down, you know, as the fire in your kitchen or heating unit, it left a residue of the minerals. The high powered minerals were in that ash, and over, you know, years and years, it would fertilize the land. And then as in the spring, and when you would plant the fruits and vegetables, those fruits and vegetables would then grow with those minerals deposited in them. But once the electricity, and Dr. Wallach even talks about the date that the power station came into existence, from that point on, you could see a decline in health because people no longer were using wood stoves, or coal, they were using electricity. So right then was a bend. Right there was where all the trends started to change. And from that point on, you could almost directly to areas that did not have, did not use the electricity up against places that do use the electricity. Now, my husband and I, Brother Davis, we're from where there's a lot of Amish. The Amish do still generally use wood as their source of cooking and heating because they don't use electricity. But you can also see in their community, they've also been plagued with a lot of disease. They don't get a lot of cancers, but they get a lot of like cystic fibrosis and lung diseases for whatever reason. But basically, they are breathing our air. But generally, they usually healthier because they do actually of taking those ashes and putting them. Everything gets recycled, so they put that in the garden. I wanted to share that with you, and if I want to turn it over to my husband so he can continue to focus on what he wanted to bring the show about. But if you do get a chance, please listen to the video. It's called Black Genes, G-E-N-E-S. I picked that. He has many on YouTube, but I picked that one because he was featured at a black community church where he spoke to the black church in general about the diseases of the fried foods, the high level of diabetes. And one of the things that's really infiltrated with the processed food is the gluten. And the gluten is almost in everything. My husband and I, we are using some of his products for minerals and vitamins, and we have really cut back on our gluten, which is almost in, it's in every processed food. There's gluten, and there's also gluten in almost every bread product. They do have gluten-free bread, which we have bought. And I don't eat a lot of bread, but from time to time I make them sandwiches. And right away we can feel a difference in our body. We feel healthier. We're losing weight. We're slimming down. And we feel a lot better. Also, gluten has a direct correlation to asthma. It infects the lungs and infects the body because of the gluten that's in wheat that goes back to the Monsantos. So there's a serious wicked web that are like a spider's web, and we are the unfortunately we're the ones that are getting stuck in this spider's web. And we really have to take hold of what's going on. We need to start teaching our children. We need to start changing our diets, and I mean really changing our diets. It's no coincidence that we had that show the day before Thanksgiving, because our Thanksgiving changed. I mean, what we did is we didn't go to family that was cooking all that food. I made some bean soup at home, and sometimes we find that's easier for us to just not attend different events or get to the event after everybody has eaten, and then we're not so encouraged to take part of the eating that everybody else does. Because, I mean, we have to take it one day at a time just like everybody else. I mean, we love to, you know, eat fried foods just like everybody else, but the fried foods, it has a lot of the glyphosate in it because of the corn oil or the canola oils, whatever the oil is, it has been infiltrated with glyphosate. And the, you know, Monsanto's is at the forerunner to just create havoc in our society as far as health. So I wanted to bring that up to speed, and I'd appreciate if anybody has any questions or concerns or like us to go over it again in the next couple of weeks on the show after more, maybe a couple more people have seen the video. But connect, look at the videos, connect the dots, and see for yourself. Honey, you want to go ahead and take it from here?
Thank you, darling. I appreciate that. This is an opportunity now, y'all. It's here, it's there, it's everywhere. It's deception. America has built a business on deception. What is deception? To give you the impression they're doing one thing while another thing is happening. Have you been to the public schools lately? Have you seen the math? Deception. all of the sales that are going on right now and everything half price, they don't tell you they marked each item up twice. Deception. When you go for that Thanksgiving dinner, did you think about the truth of Thanksgiving? Deception. We live in America, the land of the free. Deception. We're ruled by the people. But that is a deception. This is not by the people for the people. This is an oligarchy. What does that mean? There's a few people that's running everything. Deception. The Democrats and the Republicans. Deception. They're the same thing. Wake up, y'all. It's easy to see. All we got to do is look. Everything is right in front of us. But you know what we have to do? We have to take our right to think back. You know why? Because they've been dumbing you down for so long, a lot of times you don't even think about what you're doing. You're just doing it because of what the program has told you. Oh, no, not me. I'm not programmed. I like to go to McDonald's. Sometimes I'm in a hurry, and I need to get the food in my body. Deception, it doesn't offer your body any nutrient, no nutrient value at all. Actually, when you ask yourself what's in a french fry and you find out there's 102 different ingredients, who is being what? You are being a victim of deception. We have to take control of the information that is out there that's available to us so that we can stop the deception. Who believes the Christmas myth? In reality, you'll want to because you were taught that. It was a tradition. But in reality, it is deception to get you to part from your resources. And there's a reason for that. Because if you don't part from your resources, you can't feel like you live in the land of the brave. The Lady Liberty in the harbor is a deception. But don't nobody want to tell you that she was really designed behind ISIS. You know why? Because most of the European and West thinkers, the Egyptian ISIS, but most European and Western thinkers don't want you to know. They call her the Babylonian whore. You know why? It's deception. We really have to take the information that we are bothered about most, and we have to sit down and analyze it. What is that? If you're going to grocery shopping, look at your grocery list. There's deception all through it. My wife has been pointing that out to you. You know why? It's directly affecting your kids before it affects you. And why? Because their systems are not as mature as yours. And that is sad, because that means that they're targeting our children. Deception. The educational system is literally indoctrinating them to see a homosexual lifestyle as normal. Deception. We have to step forth and take control of what we feel is morally right. Now, I'm not judging or telling you what is morally right. Those are the tools that you have to use to find out the true nature of your character so that you can depict the deceptions that you have been falling for. And listen, don't feel bad. That's the worst thing you can do. You know why? Because when you feel bad, your body reacts. What happens? You start to breathe deeper, a little bit more consoling, and your mind gets caught up in the aspect of, what should I have done? And before you realize, you're into a state of total chaos because there's so many things you feel you could have done. Stop thinking about what you could have done and start focusing on what you can do. This is how we literally beat the deception, by hitting the reset button. And the best part about that is the information is out there. We just got to seek it out. And we need to openly discuss this with our families, our communities, our civic groups, and all of those social organizations that you're involved in. Do you realize that the most deceptive tool used on us today is sex? Absolutely. Because now they have our children thinking that they have the mentality to make a decision that some adults are not prepared to make. And then when they make that decision, they are being deceived by the fact that they're given food that makes their body look physically like they are adults, and they are not. Deception is running rampant in our communities, ladies and gentlemen. And the only thing that's going to stop it is us. And how we stop it is from where we are. We must take our time this holiday season. Why go into debt for something that is so temporal that in 2 months they will not have a use? A lot of you won't even be able to find it. But yet, there are so many people that do things in the month of December that literally feed these corporations for a whole year. Not because it's just you, because you have been multiplicitized with the programming, so that if you're doing it, there's a chance that there's a million yous. But you can do something different. That's right. You can take your money and you can trade it in for real money. And when you trade it in for real money, you don't have to spend it right away, because real money grows in value. And you can pick the time when you want to spend your money, not based on a advertisement or someone saying, taste it. It just tastes so good. But what they're not telling you is that it's so full of drugs and chemicals by the biochemical industry that's working in cahoots with the food service program to make this food appear to be something it is not. Look at those juicy hamburgers. It's a picture. It's not what's in the bun. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Brother Davis coming at you on a Wise Wednesday, and we'd seriously like you to consider this, calling us with your questions, because no other show or no other programming is bringing what Black Talk Radio Network is bringing to you. And guess what? If you're listening to it, there's somebody listening to it that doesn't have the good intentions that you have. I want you to know that we know that. I don't want you to think that we are being sublime by the fact that we're putting the information out here that no other media sources are putting out here. We can sit back all day long and say, wow, we appreciate. But don't tell me you appreciate. Show us. Keep us on the air by making your personal contribution to Black Talk Radio Network. And this is the best part. You can pick up that phone during any show and call and give your opinion and add to the content of knowledge that is being disseminated amongst like-minded people. Brothers and sisters, this is Brother Davis coming at you with tonight's show. And remember, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane over America. It is deception. So don't forget, you have a role to play. And in order for us to break deception, we have to break the division that is being cast over us by corporations that leave us in this state of deception. You have a right to know that what you decide to eat is exactly what you think it is. What you decide to buy is going to get you exactly your dollar's worth. Although that's really old news, because we don't even make our own dollars and haven't been for a while. And who is we? We is the so-called government by the people and for the people that has disappeared here in America. So wake up, y'all. I'm not here to help hurt you. I'm here to help you. And me and my wife have made it our vision that in any and all circumstances, if we can give a part of you, of ourselves to you, we want it to be a part that you can use. This is Brother Davis and Sister Erica, my lovely wife. And we are here tonight, and we would like you to pick up the phone. I ask us questions, because it goes on and on. You're drinking water. It's not what you think it is. You already know your food's not what you think it is. Oh, and that so-called climate change, you know what? Deception. The Republicans want you to think there is no climate change, but you can see it go outside. Oh, and let's not forget good old Fukushima that nobody's talking about, that is fueling death into our natural resources on a daily basis. This is Brother Davis coming at you, y'all. Sister Erica, right by my side, and we want you to call us so that we can answer the questions that's going to open the door to make you a more powerful information disseminator and one who follows and sets the path for those who emanate and be on the right track. You are the example, and this is why we bring you the opportunity to get more information to put in your vault of knowledge. So we're going to move into a commercial. But after the commercial, look, please pick up your phones, have your pens and papers ready, because we are coming back with a power fact show. This is Brother and Sister Davis coming at you here from Black Talk Radio. And if it's time for commercials, Scotty, I'll set myself up for the next segment. Because we are not done. And if you don't know, hang around and find out.
Talk Radio, your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I have to apologize for you. I'm just looking over so much information. Just there's an epidemic in America. That epidemic in America is called false information, the falsification of knowledge that they want you to believe is true. It is not true. Perfect example, my wife was talking to me about the vaccinations. Do you realize they want to go out and mandatorily in some states, if you don't get your children vaccinated, they're talking about locking you up. They're absolutely talking about locking you up. Here's the catch. When you do your own due diligence, you find that every one of these vaccines out here are literally, in some cases, killing children, in most cases, getting them sick. Did you hear about it? Absolutely not. You know why? Deception. This media system is designed to give you the information they want you to have. They don't want you to know what the truth is. If they wanted you to know what the truth is, they would tell you that right now in North Dakota, there's a private company, yes, a private company, that's using the terms intimate domain on the local Indians in order to take over their land. Now, intimate domain is supposed to be a policy used by the government when it wants to improve a segment of civilian life. This is not what's happening up here. What they're doing is they're marketing a product for external use. Now, what does that mean? That means that they're shipping it from one place through our country through pipelines that have known the leak, but they will not tell you that. But they have been known to leak. They want to go through waterways that add and bring fresh water to not just a tribe of Indians, millions of people, the whole way from the north to the south. This contributory feeds into so many places that need good quality fresh water. But you know why they won't tell you the truth? Because they didn't tell you when the pipelines broke down in Alabama. And it was so bad that the governor had to declare it a disaster area. Look it up. Don't take my word for it. Oh, by the way, it happened next door in Georgia, too. That spill was so bad, the governor literally contacted the federal government in order to have the place declared a disaster. And you know what? They still haven't started the conversation about cleanup. But think of it from this end. What if you were one of the people who needed that source for your water? It's gone there. You don't boil it. There's nothing you can do with the bacteria and the oils that literally has changed the dichotomy and the chemistry of the water. And this is happening all over the country. But the reason why you don't hear about it is because they did such a great job in dumbing down America that America knows more about what Rob Lowe and what's her name, Angelina Jolie, the Housewives of Atlanta. You know all of that information. But if someone walked up to you and said, do you know, do you have ability to alkaline your water? You know what most people say? Well, I drink it. They have no idea about what alkaline water could do to enhance their natural body because they have not the insight to do the research. And it really doesn't take much, my brothers and sisters. It doesn't take much at all. Let's take, for instance, something very basic, okay? You go to your government, your local state government, and you say, you know what? I don't like the educational program. You know what they're going to do? They're going to look at you and say, okay, what do you suggest? And then you give them all these suggestions, and then tell them, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to stop paying my taxes until you decide that you're going to do the things that we want that will benefit our children. And you know what they will do? They will lock you up. So where is that so-called the American way? Or is that the American way now? Because the deception is blatant. Perfect example. There's a policeman on trial right now. Listen, he shot a man in the back 8 times. Then he put a gun by the man or a taser by the man to make it look like the man did something and got caught on tape. And you know what they did? Where he should, because of the videotape, be charged with murder. They're downgrading the charges. Welcome to America. As long as you feel that you have a selfish right to angle your conversation to meet your needs, whether it be true or deception, you are becoming a part of the problem. But when you take the truth and you get with other like-minded people and you start exposing that truth like a great beam of light into everybody's face who's trying to cast this deception, you realize that when you bring light into darkness, that light takes over. It shows you what's in the darkness. This is what information is. It's the power to light up the darkness. And what we have to do is we have to take full control of that power in every level of our lives. Now, we've talked about education. We talked about food. We talked about the water supply. We talked about the politics. We could do this all day long. You know why? Because you live in America. And everything in America is based on a deception. Don't believe me? Go buy some property. You know what they're going to tell you? Oh, you need financing. You don't need financing. What you need to do is be creative in how you want to make your purchase. Because when you're creative in how you want to make your purchase, you can always say to them, you know, but I'm not going to do that. I want you to examine this. But you know why they don't want you to do that? Because that shows that you have knowledge. They don't want you to be knowledgeable. They want you to do what they want you to do. We have taken in my own fat house, my brothers and sisters pulled our resources, and we have bought land. We have bought land in spite of the way they wanted us to purchase it. And the sad part about it is that when some people are just so, should I say, prejudiced. I could say racist, but they were so prejudiced with their deception that they allowed us to believe that they were going to make that deal. And every day when they went home, they said, yeah, I'm not selling these. Nothing. Now, what do you think that quiet spot was? Let's open our eyes. Let's not be deceived. We have an understanding that we are human, and we are human first. And in being human first, you got to do the things that give this human body the vitality that it needs so that you can be stronger and your mind can be sharper. And we have these tools available to us, my brothers and sisters. Don't think for 1 minute that if you're taking the time to put a seed in the ground and grow vegetables and you water it, you know everything about that vegetable that you're eating. That is knowledge and wisdom. And when they come together, my brothers and sisters, that is called action. And when you take action like that, you are re-fortifying everyone that sees you take that action. And now you have become an example because they hadn't did it themselves. I'm encouraging you once again, brothers and sisters, pick up your phone. The number is 866-510-9025. Call and ask the questions. I got a lot of information. I can go almost anywhere with this. You know what Easter is? I can go anywhere with this. You know what May Day is? I can go anywhere with this. Do you know they're changing Columbus Day now? Oh, yeah, it's called Indigenous American Day in some places. I can go anywhere with this because deception is the rule of thumb in America. And we must learn to identify so that we don't get caught up in the cycle of deception. And you know what? They are working on us full time because I haven't even talked about the finance industry, which Brother Dave brings to you in clarity every opportunity he gets. But everything working in that industry has to be based on a deception. The biggest deception in America, to me, is the Federal Reserve. Do you realize that that's a bunch of private bankers that literally put an interest rate on every dollar that they print? because they conned the federal government back in 1970 when Andrew Jackson was running for a president. They said, we can assure you to get president, but here's what you have to do if you want us to assure that. He said, well, how can you assure that? We got money. We will give you as much money as you need to get that office. All you got to do is sell out the American people. No, they weren't that blatant because they were using deception. You know what they were telling him? You could be the leader of the world. You could change things. You could lead your armies into liberal battles. You can literally free countries. You can bring democracy to the world. Democracy ain't even in America. How can you take it to the world? Wake up, people. We have to take back that very thing that was ours in the first place. And what is that? That is our dignity to be called ourselves the people, by the people and for the people. And in order to do that, the people have to come back full force, especially now. Especially now, because I'm going to tell you something, for a long time we have been deceived. Can you say Planned Parenthood? Deception. Oh, yeah, we're going to come in and we're going to help women with all of their needs, and what we're going to do is we're going to be there for them. And a lot of people are going to say, look, don't hear Planned Parenthood, but let me tell you what the deception of Planned Parenthood did. It caused the greatest genocide known to man for us as a people. 53 million abortions since the start of 1972. That is generations upon generations of who we are. That deception goes deep. Does it hurt me? Absolutely, it hurts me. But am I going to hold myself in contempt? No. I'm going to rise. I'm going to find the solution, and I'm going to spread that solution to as many ears as they can hear. And we're going to transfer that solution into an applicable knowledge so that we can be at the forefront of change. Brothers and sisters, please, take your time, pick up your phone, because guess what? Next week, the commercials are going to be on. You know what they're going to say? Oh, Black Friday, the sales were down. They're not going to tell you the Black Friday, the sales are down, because there are a certain percentage of the people who begin to understand that they're not going to throw their money away on these concepts of capitalism. No. That's like last year when the sales were down. They never said, well, the sales were down because black people decided to have a blackout. No, you know what they said? Oh, the economy is not doing as well as we expected. Well, the economy ain't did as well as we expected in the last 12, 14 years. You know why? Because the people who are in control will not let go. And if you don't believe me, ask Obama about this so-called jobs bill that they're about to present. That ain't their work. Oh, no. Wake up, my brothers and sisters. That's the deception. That was the original bill President Obama was going to introduce back in 2008. But they stopped it. And then they, what they called, closeted the bill. In other words, they stuck it in the closet. They could have got rid of it. But now they're coming out with the same bill under names of Republicans and saying, no, it's not the same bill. We just tweaked it now. It's ours. It ain't theirs. It's deception. We must take control, my brother. When you get in your car tomorrow morning and you're riding down the road and you sit back and you're thinking about why these fuel prices have settled, look around you. The deception of selfishness has forced everybody into their own little compartment, and they don't want to share their compartment. So therefore, everybody who's burning this fuel, because America is the most lush country in the world when it comes to energy, are not even considering the effects of their decision is having when they got a person in their work, five or six people in the office they work. If you pooled, could save five or six times as much fuel if one person every week puts the driver and the other four row with that one person. It's not rocket science. We can do this. But if we don't do nothing, they continue to do what they're doing. And it's destructive. Make no mistake. It is very destructive. Why? America's are producing more energy now than it ever did, thanks to things like fracking. Fracking Do you realize that fracking destroys the groundwater? And there are places that where fracking is taking place that within a 5 or 10 mile radius, that if they turn on the water and put a match to it, it flames? Because there's so many drugs, and what they don't want to tell you is the chemicals are flammable. That it's getting caught up in the groundwater, and now those people who used to have a fresh water supply are now being victimized by the neighbor who's making a fortune because they're fracking on his land, but he's not considering what's happening to you on yours. Wake up, my brother. We have to stop the deception of corporate control in America. We have to stop and take and smell the roses of personal development. That's right. Because it's so sweet. When you get out here and you're starting to do it yourself, you begin to realize this is the fruit of my labor. Right now, I'm talking to my niece, who's, she has her doctor's degree in education. We're designing a curriculum for the farm. Now, all of the grandchildren and children that come to the farm will be placed in a homeschool. Why would it be in a homeschool? Because with the way the deception is going now in politics, they're going to change everything to a voucher program. Do you think I'm going to send, or we have to send, our children to somewhere else to, based on the fact that that place that they're going to wants the voucher that that child is entitled to for education? No. What we're going to do is we're going to take that voucher and we're going to build an educational system that can pass their tests, because we will give them information and knowledge that will surprise the American demand for what education should be for educating elementary schools and high school students. Listen, my brothers and sisters, this is not just me, because guess what? When the word gets out, we have to build from one building, we got to build a larger building. Why? Because other people are going to say, you know what? I'm going to take my voucher from you, and I want to go over here. Because over here, their kids are excelling. And the reason why they're excelling is because we have taken control and not allow our children to be indoctrinated into a system that we've already seen to be destructive, dysfunction, and chaos. My brothers and sisters, pick up your phones. This is Brother Dave. I'm literally bleeding my heart out there. The number is 866-519-0025. I'm trying to tell you this because we are approaching a crucial time that if we do not take control, we will lose control. And if we lose control, we become greater victims. Would you like to add anything to that, my darling?
Yes, I just wanted to add some of my background is medical. When I was little, I was intrigued with biology and animals and plants and just that's who I am. And as I got older, I went to school and I ended up in the medical field. And one of the things I did in the medical field, I was at one point, I was a phlebotomist, and I think a couple of shows ago we were talking about, Scotty had brought up the information about plasma, and I was a phlebotomist that worked in a plasma center where people would donate their blood, and they would centrifuge and separate the red cells from the plasma and then give you back your red cells and keep the plasma. That's DNA life force in that plasma. That plasma was used for burn victims, to grow skin grafts. It was a plethora of things that this plasma did. And they would sell, you know, you would sell it to the plasma center, and then they would give you antibodies to mix. They would give you injections of antibodies to mix with your plasma to make your plasma more efficient. Then as you came back the weeks following, you got more money. Now, I mean, you were literally selling your life force. Not the red cells, because the red cells you can only donate every 6 weeks or so, like if you go down to the Red Cross. But the plasma is the clear, milky substance that's when it's separated from your red cells. That's what you could donate twice a week. It was just phenomenal when I used to sit back and see exactly the whole gamut. And after a while, you became the client, the person was donating. They became so addicted to coming there every week, at least twice a week. It's usually, you couldn't do it three times a week, but you had to do it at least twice a week, because they would get these injections and they were buying, you know, they were using this income to supplement their household, some people bought better cars. It supplemented their livelihood. And I didn't quite understand at that level. I mean, because, you know, we grow on levels. We grow like going upstairs. You know, you're at one level, then you get a little bit more educated or aware or conscious. You go to the next level. And when I look back at where I used to be and to where I am now, brothers and sisters, I'm not where I inspire to be, but I tell you, I have learned a lot along the way. One of the jobs I had as I worked in a lot of doctor's offices, and I used to be the one that did the blood pressures and everything, and I'd sit there with the pen and paper, and I would ask, you know, hello, ma'am, you know, how are you feeling today? And they would say, well, you know, the doctor gave me this medicine. I'm here for my 6-week checkup. And I'd say, okay, is the medicine working? Do you have any side effects? Yeah, I didn't quite understand the gamut of everything at that level. But I was listening once again to Dr. Wolick. Now, you know, I'm not giving this brother a whole bunch of props or anything, but he really sparked something in my psyche because he connected the dots on a lot of levels. One of the other larger videos that's on YouTube that he did, he wrote a book called Dead Doctors Don't Lie. And in this, now, Dr. Wolick is a holistic doctor. Well, he was a veterinarian, a medical doctor, and then now he's a holistic doctor because now he sees the damage that the medical field, as regular medical field, has done, and those are the dead doctors. I was like, what do you mean dead doctors don't lie? What are you talking about? What kind of phrase is that? Here, the dead doctors, the doctors were dying faster than the people that they were treating, based on the fact that they were doing exactly what they were telling their patients to do. And in this video, he talks about how usually the people who outlive the doctors are the ones who didn't pay attention to what he said to do. Many times a doctor would give me a prescription. No, this is for real. Back in the day, a doctor would give me a prescription. And if it made me feel funny or I didn't like the way I felt, I didn't take it. I took one or two. I was like, I'm not taking that. And I stopped. I would go back to the doctor, and he said, did you finish up that medication? I would just do the song and dance. But if it didn't agree with me or if I just had that funny feeling in my spirit about it, I didn't take it. And I think, lo and behold, I'm healthier now because I didn't take it. One of the things that he said, and it really resonated in me, it was sort of like a hard pill to swallow, but one of the things he said is that there's only one antidote that actually heals. Not that it heals, but it does what it says it's supposed to, and that's the antibiotic. Generally, now there's a bunch of strains of bacteria that are coming down the pike that are going to be antibiotic resistance, but basically an antibiotic will kill bacteria. That is the only prescription that actually does what it says it's supposed to do. And when I heard that, I said, well, no, that's not true, because many people, they go to doctors and they get a prescription and they take the medicine and they feel better. Well, what is happening is that you are pacifying the symptoms of what the pathology of the illness is. You're not really attacking the illness. You are attacking the symptoms of pain or irritability or nausea. You are attacking the symptom, not the actual pain or the origin of where the pain or the dysfunction is coming from. Then by the time you get a side effect, here you go. You start chasing that side effect with something else, that side effect with something else, and lo and behold, you're not really even focused on what you originally had an issue that really took you to the doctor, because now you're focused on the different side effects that have taken you sort of like to the left. And that happens all the time. A lot of people come in there for knee pain or some type of affliction. They give you the doctor's writing the prescription as you're talking about your, you haven't even really finished saying what you, what's hurting or what the issue is, and he got a prescription that he had built up and given to you. Now, years ago, when we were living in Southern California, I had worked at very many, a lot of medical facilities and doctor's assistants and physician assistants, and I ran that whole gamut with the medical field. And I thought I was doing a good thing. Lo and behold, we moved into an area. We were living in San Diego, and we moved further south. We wanted a little slower pace. So we moved further south, and we lived in a place called Chula Vista. That's the city right before the Mexican border. Our children were real young at the time. And I said to my husband, I said, you know, I don't want to, the children, I want to be home more with the children, and I want a job that's closer to home. He said, okay. So across the street from where we moved, there was a sign that said doctor's office. And I told my husband, I said, you know what, I'm going to get a job right over there. It's across the street in this little plaza, and I could come home at lunch and have lunch with the kids, and I can get them off to school. That's my aim. I'm going to work over there. So I went over to the doctor's office to apply for a job. It's just old school, you know, back when you filled out an application and you went looking professional and talking professional. I walked into the doctor's office, and he was impressed with me right off the top, and I saw that he was a chiropractor. And he said to me, do you know anything about chiropractics? And I was like, no, I don't. But I was so eager to get the job because it was across the street. I said, hey, I'll learn all about chiropractic. Hey, I have a medical background. It's no thing. Okay, no problem. I want to tell you all on this show, a Tando family, that opened my eyes, my heart, and my knowledge to holistics. Holistics is the basic definition of holistics is that your body can heal itself, and letting your body heal itself. That's basically what it is in a nutshell. And many times I worked in a doctor's office. I sat there with the patient and looked over, you know, I was assisting the doctor and whatever the situation was, and the person was saying all the ailments, and he's writing a prescription, and every 6 weeks the person came back for a recheck or whatever. Eventually the person didn't come back, or the person died, or the person never got better. I was working in his chiropractor's office, and he specialized especially with bone and joint and car accidents. Now, I would see people come in, literally, no joke, come through the door, bent over. I mean, they were bent over like they were looking at, like they were on tie their shoe, in such agony and in such pain. And they would come in, the doctor would sit them down, go over, they would do the x-ray, see what's going on with their back and such. And I never once saw the doctor write a prescription. If the person was in pain, he told them to apply ice or heat, depending on their origin, and it would get better. And lo and behold, through adjustments, within a few weeks, these people would go from a bent over, screaming in agony, pain situation to upright. Every time they would come in, they felt a little bit better and a little bit better, and I witnessed that. And the doctor I worked for, the chiropractor, didn't even have a prescription pad. Never gave him any Motrin, Vicodin, oxycodone, Advil. Told him not to even take any of that. Between adjustments, using heat, coolness, maybe a brace, hot baths, saunas, therapy, massages, these people became better. And when I realized that, it opened my whole world to holistics. Now, I think we have a station break. Is that right?
Yeah, we're coming up on a station break. Now, before we go to station break, I want to run a few things at you about deception, deceitfulness, duplicity, double change, double dealing, fraud, trickery, chicanery, deceit, deviousness, shyness, willingness, guilt, bluff, lying, pretense. These are all deceptions. Make no mistake, everything that is coming at you in a out of your control is in order to deceive you. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, give us a call here at Black Talk Radio. The number is 866-510-9025. We are coming into our last segment, and we want to come off this hot. So I got some things I'm going to open your doors to that's going to be right at home. So make no mistake, this is an opportunity for you to take advantage and become involved. Maybe your question needs to be heard by someone who cannot call. But regardless of what it is, please take the time while the Davis team is on, pick up the phone and allow the Davis team to be our assistance to you. Because life is only what you make it. And we'll start in the mirror when we get back. This is the Davis team on the Wise Wednesday here at Black Talk Radio. And we're here to be a service to our people. Well, don't forget, give us a call after the break. Are we coming up on a break, or do we keep on going, Scotty? Because I'm going to tell you, I can go right into it.
I know. I think we're coming up on a break, Brother Davis. One second. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. Skip the break.
Okay, excellent.
Brother.
Excellent.
Okay.
All right, I told you that we're going to hit home, right? Well, listen, when the last time you looked in the mirror and you liked what you saw, huh? Or you wanted to change a little something. You want to change a little bit of this, or you want to change a little bit of that. How many things out here are deceiving you to believe that you can change from a 7 to a 10 with an ointment or a pill? It's not that simple. Deception is alive in everything, and we must take control of our lives. You just heard my wife say she worked for somebody who literally performed healings without any chemicals at all. So you know it can be done. All right? So let's look at our lives. Let's take, for instance, our car. Okay? A lot of times people don't think about when they go to buy a car, the deception, the game that's going back and forth. Oh, well, how much can you afford a month? You know why they do that? Because they want you to pay for as many months as they can get. So if you could afford $300 a month, oh, yes, we could do that for you. This is a beautiful car. It sells for $23,000, and we could do it at $3,000 a month. All you got to do is sign on a dotted line. But what's my interest rate? I tell you what, we're in a good mood today, and the banks are working with us. We'll do that there at a zero interest rate. Oh, wow, zero interest rate? That's a $23,000 car or a $25,000 car? Yeah, I could do that. And you sign on the line, and you look down there, and it says $300 a month for 72 months. Dad, you did the math. They're not doing this for you. It's deception. Okay, when you go to the store and you want to buy something, you're feeling good, you want a nice outfit, you got something planned, you're going into the store and you're purchasing at the price they give you. But you know what? Here, since you're making more than one purchase, they're trying to say, well, you qualify for this. You qualify for that. Believe me, they're not doing it for your advantage. If you don't believe me, go back to the car. Do that 300 times 72. Oh, by the way, before it used to be 48. Then it became 60. These are months in payments. Now it's 72. So here's what they're not telling you. The 48 was a four-year payment. Oh, a 60? It's a five-year payment. And a 72 is a six-year payment. What do you think your car is going to be worth in 6 years? We have to wake up, y'all. This is hitting home. And I wanted to hit home. Because if we don't feel it, we're not going to do anything about it. I got children, my grandchildren. I love them. Like, be able to do everything I can. Give them all the latest nooks and books that are out there, because I want them to keep them stimulating their reading and everything. And you try to go and buy those books at a marketable price and then go to a bookstore, you can do a whole lot better. We must learn how to shop. These people sit up here, oh, well, you know, we are fixed incomes. Well, you know what? When you're on a fixed income, then you need to fix it. You're with other people who have that same fixed income, and you co-op your incomes, and now your fixed income is a bigger income. Do we see this? It's not rocket science. We are going to have to do what is needed in order for us to become a stronger, more functional humanity. Because at this stage in the game, we're letting a few control our destinies. And if you don't think it's close, have you heard about the RFID? Oh, yeah, this is for your advantage. Are you stupid? No, it ain't for my advantage. And guess what? I'm not interested in it. So here's what they're going to do. They're going to attach it to the money system. So therefore, if you are making money in the system in order to get paid, you're going to have to submit to an electronic chip. They didn't want to tell you that like I told you. For those of you who don't know, we all know somebody that's connected with the government systems, whether it be the Medicaid system, the Medicare system, the welfare system, whatever system that's connected with the government. They're going to require it. Absolutely. But here's the deception. The very people that are making the laws don't have to follow them. Did you know that? That's a deception. If that was the case, now, and what I do, I have to give them urine so they know my system's clean. But yet, here's people making laws that don't have to give urine at all. And guess what? They probably got the dirtiest systems of all. Matter of fact, look at the deception. How many people do you know got a ship or a plane that can fly drugs into our country, be able to distribute them in our neighborhoods, and retire comfortably? Deception. You can't do it. But look, let's go and follow the deception. They get out here in the street, they find somebody with a dime bag of marijuana in their pocket and change their life forever because they work in a system of discrimination. And that system of discrimination is constantly being propelled because they go from the police industrial complex, and they'll understand how I've said that, because now they're militarizing the police industrial complex. Is this hitting home yet? Because as they leave you in the street to be victimized by the police industrial complex, then once you're in the system, they transfer you into the prison industrial complex. Are we starting to get lights on here yet? Because these are our tax dollars. They are taking your tax dollars, which they could educate your children with on a higher level. But instead of that, they're saying, you know what? This would be better served if we bought guns. Why? Because we need to protect ourselves. Why? Because we with the guns are scared as hell. Did you hear what I said? Those with the guns are scared as hell. And if you don't believe it, how many police did say, oh, I feared for my life. The only solution was to kill him. So I shot him 45 times. Do you get this yet? We are now approaching a level of aptitude in which we don't have a choice. They want to force us to be like them. What does that mean? They want us to go out and get guns and stand toe-to-toe with them and say, let's go to war. Why? Because you might have 1,000 rounds. They got 10,000. That's an individual, my brother. That ain't a group. Don't take your enemy lightly. We are dealing with the most prolific killer of humanity of all times. And literally, his righteousness is based on his size of his gun and the ability to mass extinct. But
gotta call it, brother David.
In the physical world. Okay, just take a call there.
Welcome, caller from Texas. What's your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment for?
This is Brother
David,
Jam. Good evening there, the Davises and Brother Rand, Scotty there. I have two
questions.
Brother Jam.
Good evening.
Okay. My question is, my first question is, have you heard of the buyout of Monsanto from Bayer out of Germany?
Yes, I have.
Okay. And I want to get your input on that. And also, there was China had purchased a whole bunch of seeds and other from this other company. I can't think of the name of that right now. Then I also want to hear your input of they're doing studies on acorn worm DNA to see if they could mimic it for a human regeneration, like the comic book, I guess you could call it a comic book character, like Wolverine and stuff like that.
Yeah. They're trying You're talking to about the character Spawn, where he was literally bio-influenced by evil, so to speak, so that he had these powers. Go ahead.
I'm talking about the character Wolverine. You know, Wolverine has the ability to regenerate himself. He got his arm cut off or something like that, or got shot. Well, this worm they're talking about, the acorn worm, has the ability also to regrow its head or internals and things like that. And they were like explaining that the acorn body functions is similar like a human. And I want to see, have you read that article, and get your thoughts on that as well. But that's the only two questions I have.
Okay, first, I have not read that exclusive article, but I've read many about what the biodegradable industry is doing. The biotech industry, I'm sorry, not biodegradable. The biotech industry are starting to split DNA cells on a plethora of levels. I'm talking about a vegetable, mineral, and material. So to say that they would find a specific worm with a natural normality and try to enhance that through DNA splicing would not surprise me at all. And the sad part about that, though, Brother Jambon, here's what bothers me. They always look for people as the guinea pigs. Since the beginning of time, we have always found ourselves being victimized to some level since the beginning of, should I say, supremacy. We have always found ourselves to be victimized by something in science, or what they consider to be science. And the sad part about it is that literally those people who are being victimized are not the ones who have a voice. My wife wanted to add, you wanted to add to that, babe?
I wanted to piggyback on what he was saying. Also, my husband busy talking about deception, and also it's depopulation. Now, the Monsanto's being sold out. The pharmaceutical and the medical and the pharmaceutical, the medical, and the drug, they are all sleeping in this really big bed together. They want us to slowly depopulate by making us sick, by keeping us sick, and by killing us. On the other hand, the powers that be, they're trying to stay alive. They're trying to regrow limbs and harvest organs and all of it to keep themselves alive. So you got this duality of things going on. The elite trying to stay alive by all means necessary, and them killing everybody else by all means necessary. Yes, they are buying all the seeds. They're buying all the seeds so that the Monsanto seed that does not reproduce, once the seed falls into the ground, that there will be no more. There will be no more seeds to regrow, to repopulate. You have to keep going back to the source. And they've been doing that to us through navel oranges, was the first on the plant, the first generation of that, the orange navel oranges from Florida that had the real pretty rind and taste, didn't have any seeds inside, and they're about 40 years old. Then they came out with the seedless grape. Then they came out with the seedless watermelon. And anytime they take the life force being the seed out of any of the fruits and vegetables, that should be a red flag, because once that gets into your system, it can mutate in any way, shape, or form it wants to. Also, they're depopulating with homosexuals, not the people homosexuals, but the fact that they cannot produce. So if they can keep everybody either the same sex, no seed, and getting rid of the seeds that they do have, eventually they can just do AI, which is artificial intelligence, by keeping the elite alive and everybody that is not the elite dead. And that's basically what it is in a nutshell. Yes, Monsanto has sold out to a higher level, to a higher demon, to a higher destruction. Yes, they have.
Did that answer your question there, Brother Joby Chambon?
Yes, sir. And one other came to my mind. Up here in Lubbock, Texas, there's some guys that's some geneticists. They came up with a new, I guess you call it, feed for cattle. And I'm not going to say it's natural, but You know, that's a my supervisors and I, we're discussing that, and there's, he believes it's natural. But what these guys did, they went all around the world and spliced some genes together and came up with their own feed. And it's supposed to replace all the, like, the steroids and everything that the cow takes today. So what they're going to do is feed these cows these feed, and it's supposed to, like, eliminate all the illnesses that they have and all the side effects that they're getting from the injections. And I want that should be all. That's why I want to get your intake on that.
Okay, but let me say this here. There's a natural harmony that takes place inside our body. And this unnatural harmony is connected externally with our environment. So when something comes in and does something that's totally unnatural, you set an imbalance into a thing. And that imbalance, it will eventually cause a problem through whether it's mutating or whether it's gene enhanced or whatever. But when that problem comes to light, do you want to be one who consumed a animal of that process, not knowing how this is going to affect you in 5 or 10 years? Or do you want to be, or your offspring, or do you want to be knowledgeable enough to be able to make that decision for yourself? Because if it's too good to be true, it usually is. I hope that answered your question. Are there any more calls? Because I still want to hit on a few more things before we get out the door here. And one of the things I wanted to hit on was the fact that our children now are literally the treasures of the new millennium. You see, they want to kill off all of us who are knowledgeable about history, because that way they can rewrite history they want the way they want to. And they've already started this process. And the reason why they started this process is because they don't really want their children to know of the deceptions that they have been sustaining for years. That's why they're moving to this so-called New World Order, or trying to move to this New World Order. And I want you people to know that every aspect of your life, mental, physical, spiritual, all of these are going to be affected, because they're going to change the dynamics of the way you thought life should be. And if you don't believe me, look at the perfect example is the gay rights movement. They want you to believe the gay rights movement is normal. But what they're not telling you, like Jambone said, and my wife reiterated, they are organisms that they're putting in these chemicals that are literally altering the physical attributes and the psychological attributes of humans. So therefore, someone may feel gay and experience feelings they've never experienced before because of something they're eating. And it may be something that tastes good, and if they're not knowledgeable enough to put one and one together, before you know it, they go out and make a decision that they didn't really have any aspect of ever thinking they would have to make. But when you're confused, you're subject to do things that will help you see through the confusion, right or wrong. When you get beyond that decision, you have to live with that result. And that result is a very heavy burden. And if you don't know how heavy that burden is, let me repeat what I said earlier. 53 million abortions of black fetuses. And here's the catch. They might have been selling them the whole time for a profit. Deception. Never underestimate it. Never think that you can identify every attribute of it. Just identify it as deception, regardless of what else it may be going on, and you choose to make a different decision. Go another way. Expose them as best you can so that you can have your own research, do your own due diligence so that you can shine that light on that deception. Brothers and sisters, I'm going to tell you something. There's a whole lot more going on than what I've been able to convey in this period of time. Do you realize that there's radiation in your rain right now? You know why? Because Fukushima's They're still trying to burn off things over there, and that steam's going up in the air. So you got steam going up in the air, this mixing with our atmosphere. And guess what? The winds blow from west to east. So that means that it's coming right over this way. It's already in the water supply. Did you guys forget about the flotilla of trash from the tsunami that literally has a 10 to 15 square mile area that's headed for the West Coast? They're not telling you that. You know why? Because they're trying to get you to be dumb. Don't forget, when you look in that mirror, your Savior looks at you. And if you don't do something, or you don't ignite that Savior with information so that you can make decisions that choose and change the course of what you know to be, then who failed whom? You cannot blame yourself when you're ignorant of what's going on. But when you know and you don't do anything, you victimize yourself, and you are accountable to what you know. This is Brother Davis and Sister Davis on a Wise Wednesday. Now, we got a very short window here, and I'm going to say some things that's really going to rub you wrong, but they must be said. Whenever you give yourself to an idea, you take all of your energy and you submit it to that idea. But you haven't given thought to what if it's the wrong idea. Then you submitted your energy for nothing. Do your own due diligence. Do not take what people say to be true unless you've gone above and beyond to do the research so that you feel that you were on the right page. Don't take what everybody tells you to be true. You know, one of my favorite questions is, where can I find that? Where can I find that? You know why? Because you might tell me anything. But if I read it, my interpretation will depend on my knowledge. And you need, like my wife was just saying, you need to literally compare it to 3 or 4 sources. Don't just compare it to one. Because when you compare it to one, you become victimized by your decision based on the knowledge that you receive from one source. And the sad part about it, it's happening to us every day. So, Ms. Davis, before we wrap up, I'd like to give an opportunity. If you'd like to add or say anything?
I just want to say on a holistic note that if anybody on the call, if you have any ailments, any medical issues, or any medical concerns, go and Google remedies, holistic or natural remedies for whatever the affliction is. If you're diabetic, if you have headaches, if you have cancers, if you have soreness, Google it. There is a holistic remedy for basically every ailment that there is. Now, one thing about holistics is that it takes a little bit more time. It isn't that microwavable quick fix. You might have to change your diet. You might have to continue doing it for quite a while before you see a result. Don't take one cup of tea and say, oh, well, this green tea didn't work. I still got this going on or that going on. You have to let it run its course. And you have to, holistic means mind, body, and soul. So it takes the whole gamut to make you feel better. But if you can at least start with just getting some basic ideas of natural remedies. If it's something that you have to go to the doctor for, by all means, do it. But at least start somewhere where they're just not giving you a pill. And if they do give you a pill, take that pill, take what that word is, and Google that and see what it is for yourself. Don't just take it for it. You know, the doctor might say, oh, you might get some nausea, you might get this and that. No, speak for yourself, because then you'll be empowered to what you're understanding.
It's here, it's there, it's everywhere. It's deception. Okay, Brother Dave, this is Davis Dean coming back at you. Let me turn the show back over to you. And for those of you who listen, thank you for the blessing us with your time. Peace.
Great show, Brother and Sister Davis.
Well, well, I mean, just great information, and I truly, truly appreciate you all. Okay, everyone, want to end out on this show today. Just want to thank you all for listening to Wise Wednesday here. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. It's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. Much love, much respect. We'll talk to you soon. Peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs. We're slicing cake.